Hi, I'm Andrew Connell, and welcome back to the Partner Center SDK Developer Training Course. In this module, we're going to talk about invoices and reconciliation files. We're going to do some billing information. So let's dive into it. First thing we're going to talk about is the Partner Center SDK and the invoice overview, what we can expect here, how the invoicing system it works. And then we'll look at two scenarios, how to query invoices and how to query for the account balance. So first, let's do a billing overview. Now, billing data is going to come in two different forms to the Partner Center systems, and you can query for them using the SDK. The two different sources of where the billing information is going to come from are Office 365 and Microsoft Azure. Now, Office 365 billing information is really simple to calculate. All services are going to be billed on a monthly basis per user, so it's very predictable. It's subscriptions and licenses. All subscriptions are on a monthly basis, so you can just say the subscription, the cost of the subscription, times the licenses, times the number of users, that's how much you're going to spend for that month. Azure is very different, though. Azure is based on both has a license-based model, but it also has, and more predominantly, is a usage-based model. And what I mean by that is that you only pay for what you use. So most services are based on consumption. We have to understand, too, that there are some differences in the way that the dates actually come in for when you report when the data is received for the usage. There's two different dates. One's a usage date, and one's the reported date. And I'll look at that in just a minute. CSP partners are going to be billed by Microsoft on a monthly basis, and they're billed on their anniversary date of when the partner signed up. Okay, so I know there have been questions about could you change that date or get it set? In this case here, that the billing date is set, it's set on your anniversary date, and that's when you're going to get billed by Microsoft as a partner. Partners are free to bill their customers any time they want in any model they want. Monthly, quarterly, change the dates. It's totally up to the actual partner. All right. Now, we have a reconciliation file that you can go download from the Partner Center dashboard. And what that is that's going to be a list of basically all of the information that is included inside a particular invoice. So if you want to go, you can go download that information and you can import it into your system. It comes across as a CSV file. You can import that to get all the data that was used to calculate what the partner's invoice is. So you can see how the data was actually calculated. But you can also, on a monthly basis, or you can also at any time you like, use the Partner SDK to go query for the data that the customers across a particular partner. You can query and find out how much stuff they've used, how much consumption they've had with Office 365, or specifically consumption with Azure. Again, Office 365 is license-based, so those are easy to calculate. But with Azure, you can see what the consumption has been for the current month to get an idea of what their bill is going to be before you actually get billed by Microsoft and see that invoice. The reconciliation files have a ton of data in them. I've given you a link here on the slide that gives you a good explanation, a good breakdown of all the information that's inside of that. It's all inside of that reconciliation file, what columns you can expect to see there. So there's a lot of good information there. Now, let me talk a little bit here about the reported time versus the usage time. So again, Azure resources are going to be billed on a consumption basis. Now, each individual Azure service has a different cadence for when they're going to be sending their usage data to the billing system. Not only that, Azure has data centers all around the world. They've got over 20, 25, 30 data centers all around the world. So the times are very different on when the data can be received. There can be a little bit of latency. The invoices are going to reflect data in the billing system for specific periods. And Azure's billing REST API returns both usage and reported times for consumption events. So what's the difference between usage and reported? So the usage time is a timestamp of when the actual usage event was used to determine the consumption value of what you're going to end up paying. So that's when it actually happened. However, that data that's hitting the billing system, if it happened like say on a Monday, that data may, or Monday at say 12 o'clock, that data may not be in the billing system by 12:30, maybe by 1 o'clock, by 2 o'clock, by 3 o'clock, or in the afternoon. So it may take a little bit of time for that actual usage event to reach the and that usage data to reach the billing system. When that data hits the billing system, that's the timestamp that we see for the reported date. So the reported time is the timestamp of the usage event that was recorded in the billing system. And that's what's going to be also used to determine your invoice, right? So it's the usage is going to, the reported time is used to determine if a usage event has made it into a particular billing cycle. So maybe if a billing cycle ends on a particular time or a particular date, even though the usage may happen inside that billing cycle, it may not show up in the billing system until after that month cutoff. So even though you actually used it, like say in your billing cycle was, we'll just keep it simple. Let's say your billing cycle was for January. Even though something happened on the, your customer had some virtual machines that were used in Azure, and they so they were having some consumption events that were happening, and they happened on the last day, that data may not hit until the first day of February, but your invoice for January is not going to include that data that happened at the very end, because the data showed up in the billing system a little late, right, for when the invoice was calculated. So this is used by Microsoft to determine if data was a little late, if it's going to show up in this billing cycle, or if it's going to be bumped to the next billing cycle. So when you look at those dates, just keep that in mind. Again, usage date is the date of the actual usage event that's used to determine consumption. The reported date is when that usage information actually hit the billing system, so you can tell when it actually hit the system. So just to think about it a little bit more, if you were building a system, if you were building an application where you were going to be showing the customers their actual usage, and if you were ingesting that data from the Partner Center SDK and saving that in your system so that you didn't have to keep doing lookups against the Partner Center SDK or the Partner Center APIs, if you're querying for data from, say, a certain time, you may want to be looking back to that data a little bit farther back and having like a rolling update, because even though the usage date and the reported date may not be, they may not match. They very likely won't match. Microsoft is working, though, on standardizing the cadence across all of the services, but it's something that's an ongoing process. So you just need to keep that in mind when you build your system on how the reporting date and data shows up. All right, so let's look at invoices and talk a little bit about invoices. Again, too, just one more thing on the usage date. We do have a module in this class that talks more about looking at the actual usage data. It's a big topic, so we have a whole module on it. In this module, we're just gonna focus on the invoice part of it. So we'll look at the rated usage information in another module. All right, so how do we get invoices using the managed API? Well, as you've seen other times, it's very simple. We authenticate, we get a partner object, we get an instance of the data by issuing a query, and then we're gonna loop through all the results. So the code for that looks like this. I'm gonna get an instance of my partner object, and I'm gonna say partnerops.invoices.get, and I'm gonna get a list of all my invoices. And you can see here, each invoice has an ID, it has an invoice date, and it also has the total charges and the paid amount. So we can see what the status of all of our invoices are. I can also look at a particular line item using the managed API. So I can go get a particular invoice, as you saw there on the previous slide, and then I can loop through all of the details for that invoice by going invoice.invoiceDetails. And then when I get that detail, I can then go call invoice.getTheLineItems for that invoice, passing in the billing provider, as in Office 365 or Azure, and then pass in the line item type that I'm looking for, okay? And then I can just pass in or use the enumerations collection on the partner object to then create a new enumeration of all those line items, and then I can loop through each one of those different items. So here's the line item objects that we can see and that we have access to. So I've kind of grouped the first two together a bit here. The first one is the base usage based line item. So this is like a base object that the usage based line item is going to inherit from. So when you go get a usage-based line item, so you have two different types of line items, usage-based and license-based. Again, license-based, that's for Office 365 for the most part. Usage-based, that's Azure-related. So you see here we have a bunch of different things. We have like consumption discount and price, you have detailed line item, you have included quantity, a list price, overage quantity, some tax rate, so what's the effective tax rate, what's the total, pre-tax charges, pre-tax effective rate. And then you see on the left-hand side there on the base one, you see all the different information you have. We've got things like the charge end and start date, the consumed quantity, the customer name, all sorts of things that you may want to look at in particular for an invoice. Over on the licensing side, though, you see we have things that are a little bit different. We don't have any consumption-based stuff here. We have quantity for the number of licenses that we have. And then you have other things, too, that like the offer ID that it's going to that this particular thing is going to be tied to. So thus we can figure out things like E1, E2 licenses, etc. All right. Now, we can also get the same data from the REST API. So here I'm going to authenticate, and then I'm going to call the invoicing endpoint. And then I'm going to then go through and pass in the additional headers that I need to be able to get all of my data. So if we look at the implementation of this, you see I'm just going to go to api.partnercenter.microsoft.com/v1/invoices and then pass in all of the request headers to get the data back. Here's what the REST response is going to look like. So here you can see I've got a list of all my items. There's the ID of the invoice that starts with D07005. There's the date of the invoice. I have the total charges, how much we've paid, the currency, and then some of the details about that particular invoice. So you can see I've got the billing provider is set to office, and then I'm going to get a bunch of details about it. If I want to get all the line items for a particular invoice, what I'm first going to do is go get a specific invoice. So I'm going to go V1/invoices, and then pass in the ID, and then I'm going to go to product/office billing line items. If I want to get the Azure line items, I would say product/Azure billing line items. So let's take a look at this. So I'm going to jump over to my sample app and go to my invoices, and let's get let's see if we can get a list of all of our invoices first before we get a specific one. So here I'm just going to say, go to my partner object and say invoices.get. Pretty simple. How do I get a particular one? Well, if you've seen from the other things that we've had, the other samples that we've had, you would know that we are going to be doing something like partneroperations.invoices.byid, pass in the invoice ID, and then just call get to get our data. Right? And then here I can loop through all the invoice date, all the invoice details like this. Now, next up, let's then take a look at how I can get all of my line items. So here, I'll open this up, and we'll scroll down, and we'll say, get our specific invoice. So you can see we're getting a reference to our invoice right here. Right, so we're actually these two lines. We're doing going and getting a particular invoice, and then I'm doing using this thing called the invoice operations. That's just the object above this. I'm saying invoice operations.get. So I could have put these two lines together by just doing a dot get right here to get that exact same thing, but we just broke it up into two lines. Now, here I've got invoice details. So I'm looking here for invoice.invoice details, and I'm able to then say, let's get a right here. I'm going to look at my partner operations, go for my enumerators, invoice line items. I'm going to create a new enumerator by passing in this invoice line items collection. That was created on the line 70 right above it. You can see the way I did that, so we can fit all this in one line here. Kind of, there we go. So there I'm looking at a particular invoice, getting a specific, saying by a specific billing provider. So for example, I'd want to do like say Azure or Office 365. And then I want to get either, I want to get usage-based or license-based invoices. And then just call .get to get that value, to get those that value back out. And then I can just enumerate through all of those different values and write them all out. All right, so I can do the exact same thing using the REST API. But before we do that, let me show you one other thing we can do. I can also get the account balance. I can look and see how much, what the balance is on my account across all the different invoices. And the way I do that is by looking at going to the partneroperations.invoices.summary called get, and then getting the entire balance amount. All right, now, the next thing I want to show you is how we can do the exact same thing using the REST API. So let's come over here, and let's open up this Fiddler trace. Okay, so first we'll start with the account balance. Super simple. I'm just going to invoicing/and then get account balance to get all of my, my data for my account. So there we go, we see my account balance just like that. All right. Now, the next thing that I can do is I can come over here and I can look at paged invoices. So here I'm going through and saying, give me five invoices and then jump between the different pages. So they're starting at page one. This is skipping the first five for page two. And you see I'm getting a list of all of our invoices here. So if we can take a look at what this looks like, I'll go items, and I'll open this up. And there we go. There's our invoice right there. I can see the date for it. I can see details related to that individual invoice. So here I'm seeing this is Office 365 based licenses right here. I can, let's see if we have another one. This one's for Azure. So I can see the detail link for Azure by just, it gives me the link that I can be just go through and grab that link and use that instead of having to recraft it. So you can see that's V1/invoicing and seeing the details there. We'll look at that in just a minute. But then, yeah, that's everything about seeing a list of all of our invoices, including the total charges and how much we've paid for it. Now, the next thing I can do here is get the details on a specific invoice. So here I'm going to invoicing and then passing in the ID of an invoice. And that's going to show me the same data we were just looking at a second ago for a list of collection of invoices. You notice here, too, I can also come over here and use the PDF download link. That's going to allow me to grab an actual PDF of the actual invoice itself for this particular invoice. I can use that to download that invoice. Now, here's the other part here where I can go get different information about my actual line item. So here I'm going to the invoicing and then passing in the ID of my invoice, going to /products, and you see I have two different billing providers, Office and Azure. Notice that with Office, I only have billing line items. Those are going to be for license-based. For Azure, I have billing line items as well as usage line items. So billing line items could be just there's different things that we can have that we can buy in Azure that are instance-based. I'm not going to try and pull one of those out, but there's different things that are specific that are license-based. Then we also have usage-based items. If we look at the Office 365 ones, though, you see I have 129 different billing line items for this one customer, and we'll just grab one of these at random. And you see here is the there's my customer ID, the billing line items for a particular offer. Can't tell exactly what the offer is, though. I don't have a name. There it is. The Exchange Online Kiosk is what they purchased, and they bought 30 of those. And we can see that they what this charge start and end date were. And then we can also see some additional information here about what the unit price was for that, and what the discounts were, et cetera. And see a bunch of other stuff there, what the subtotal of that one was. This one didn't charge, they weren't charged anything for it. Then if I switch over to Azure, we have the same kind of information here. So in this case, we have 41 different usage items. So let's, or sorry, billing items for Azure. And in this case here, we will find it is, let's see what this particular offer is. This one is, we can find out where it is. Virtual machine. So you can see here that the resource are compute hours. You can see where this actually, what region this was in. So the region would be the data center for Azure. You can see the service name is the virtual machines and the service type. They're using the A1 size VM, a Windows-based VM. And you see here that's got a SKU as well. You can see additional details about this subscription that they have set up. So there's the ID for our subscription. We can see there's the GUID of the individual resource. And then you can see all the charge information as well. So if we can scroll down a little, scroll back, let's see, where were we? This is just, so we just see a bunch of different information about this. I can also switch over to the usage line items for Azure. So in this case, we have 200. And this one, pull this up, and this one is, let's see what this is. This is, looks like storage for Northern Europe is what they purchased here. So you can see, Northern Europe is the metered region. The metered service is storage. This metered information here and what the different meters are, if you went to the rate card API and Azure's rate card REST API, you'll find that things are, we have different meters. And different meters are for different regions for different resources. So virtual machines may cost one thing in, say, the East US region, but they may cost something totally different, say, in the Singapore data center. So you can use that information to figure out what the actual rates are and stuff like that. Some of that information has been aggregated here into these usage line items. But if you want to see additional information, you can actually go to the rate card API. You want to keep in mind, too, that these rates can change as well. So it's not uncommon to see partners constantly go through and query this to find out what the different rates are, because rates do change. There are pricing changes that happen in Azure periodically. Microsoft does notify customers well in advance of when those things happen, but you want to be able to, you have a REST API you can also do to go query for those different things. Okay, so let's jump back to our slides. And let's talk about querying the account balance. And I already showed you a little bit of what the code looked like for this. So here, how do I go about getting my account balance? Well, you're going to simply go to your invoices collection on the partner object and then call the summary.get. And you're going to get a couple values back. You can see the accounting date, the current balance, the currency code that the balance is built in. So like for the United States, it's USD for the US dollar. And then you can also see what the date was for the very first invoice the customer had. You can do the same thing with the REST API by just going to v1/invoices/summary. And we looked at it just a second ago, but let me just show you again where that code is. So here inside of the sample SDK, you see there have an account balance class. And in here, we're just calling the get method on the summary object to go get our invoice summary. And you see here, I'm just getting the account balance, but you saw that there was a bunch of other properties that I could actually interact with as well. And then with the REST API, I have the same deal. So if I come over here and let's clear these out. If I open this query, I guess it's the same one I just had open. You can see I'm just going to v1/invoicing, get account balance, and then here's my account balance right there. I can see the currency code. I can see the accounting date that was associated with it as well. Okay? Okay, so to wrap up, in this module, we talked about invoicing and line items with invoices and how to get the account balance in the Partner Center SDK. We saw a little bit of information about overview on how invoicing works and also talked about the usage date and the reported date as far as Azure is concerned. We talked about how to query invoices and I also showed you how to get your account balance. So with this information, you should be able to see how all the billing information happens with the Partner Center SDK. Join us again in the next module where we go into more Partner Center SDK developer training.